Good morning. Welcome to our worship this morning. Glad you guys could all make it, and even if the roads were a little bit dicey. I don't think they're that bad, but somebody said I was young, and that's why, because young guys don't look at the weather, apparently. But I just said that I don't look at the weather because it's always wrong, so might as well just wait to see what it's like. But we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. Christmas caroling is tonight. First thing we have, though, is during the Sunday school hour at 11 o'clock, we have the children's Christmas program here for the Sunday school kids. They're going to put on a show for us, and I would think it would be a great opportunity for you guys to stay and see what the kids do in Sunday school and what they've been practicing and working on. It would be awesome. So if you guys want to stick around and be encouraged and blessed by that, it's going to be a great time at 11 o'clock during the Sunday school hour for those kids. And then tonight we got Christmas caroling. If you guys, there's a sign-up sheet out there for sandwiches and soup, if you guys want to bring that for after. And then cookies as well to give out to the people that we're caroling to. Those need to be here by 4:30. So come and join us and go sing and make some people happy. It'll be a great time. Also, after the Christmas program during the Sunday school hour, there's a short missions committee meeting. So if you're part of that, meet in the church library for a second after the program. If you're interested in receiving church emails and getting a church directory or getting your page in the church directory, contact April Haig. She can get that all lined up for you. Her email's in there if you want to just email her, or you can go up and talk to her too. She's good at that stuff. And then you guys can also see the love offering that we took during the Thanksgiving Eve service for Mackenzie Kopecki. You can see that number in there as well. Also, I was going to announce too that for Club Rock, we're having a special Christmas, session or something this week for the Club Rock kids. We're extravaganza, yeah. But the extravagant escape room, we could call it that, yeah. But it's going to be awesome. We're doing an escape room. Mark and I are kind of building it. We're taking somebody else's and building it and making it our own. If you are like, that could help out 1 week, you know, I would love your help to run a room. We would be able to show you everything you would need to know. Everything's going to be written down. It'll be super easy. And we'll run through it with you on Wednesday so you know everything that's going on. But a couple extra bodies would be nice just to do that. So if you are wanting to, and you kind of want to see what the kids and how many kids we get in there, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, except for, I'd like high schoolers on up. But, yeah, just because those junior hires, I tell you what. But, nah, I'm kidding. Also, for the Club Rock next semester, we got a need for snacks. So if you guys want to see the sign-up sheet and the round table out in the foyer, you guys can look at that. And if you are able and willing to make some more snacks, go ahead and do that and sign up for that and bring them on Wednesdays. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Matthew 2, 22 through 23. Says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Again, want to extend a welcome to each one. Grateful you're worshiping with us today. We're going to sing together number 133. You'll stand with me, either in the hymn book or up on the screen, number 133, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hey, take this time to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the body. And we especially are grateful for each of our visitors that are attending and for the children's program that's going to be following at 11. Are there any prayer requests or praises to share with the church? Yeah, Mike. Yeah, that is the hardest thing of, especially having heart surgery, the patience with the process and younger kids and responsibilities of work and such. So we're grateful that she came through surgery well, and we'll pray for her recovery. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike. So we'll be praying for Mike's wife, Shelley. She'll be starting back up with her treatments 3 weeks worth. And that.
She'll be down for 3 weeks the first time. And then from there, okay. Maybe every other week, maybe, just
kind of the first reset. Just goes, okay. And so these take place in Sioux Falls, but it does, especially this time around, covers Christmas as well as her birthday. So, but definitely praying for patience as well as for the help. I know some of the past treatments have helped, but And so we'll pray again for this next one. Chris. So Taylor Carr's daughter, Ellowyn, make sure I get that right, is going in for cochlear implant surgery tomorrow. We will be praying for, because we know that that's a long process, even post-surgery, of getting that turned on and getting used to the sounds and things. And is that going to be in Mayo?
It is.
Okay, so there'll be a lot of more trips up to Mayo Clinic. Yes. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Christy. So Christina's parents are going to Ukraine for 3 weeks to be with your sister Holly. We'll be praying, and not just for travels, but also for the unrest in the area. And with your mom's health the last couple of, so we'll pray that all that works together. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Steve. So it will be an update on Bonnie's mom, Elsie. She's been in memory care, but now moving to comfort care. And she's 99 and a half. So, but we'll be praying for these days to come. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tammy. It's actually in Fargo. Which is close to Minnesota.
So that's tonight. They're going to try on treatment. It's so hard to be patient because they haven't seen a lot yet. So they're hoping the next few will help.
So Rebecca and Matt Van Zee will be heading up to Fargo to continue some of the hyperbaric treatments that he started undergoing at Thanksgiving time to help with the recovery from the concussion from the accident over a year ago. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Connect. Zach Sebisba's mom, Sue, has several months ago was diagnosed with a brain tumor. They've done treatments down in Mexico, but also have been up at Mayo's, and the tumor has restarted to grow. And the word as of last week, they're not going to do another surgery, but they're kind of in hold in the Rochester area till Friday to really talk about future care. But it doesn't, it's more going to be comfort care, it looks like. But we'll be praying for the Sebisma family through this time. Yeah, Dale. The prayer request is for Merrill Haas, as some of the physical issues that he's had from basically from having polio as a young child, and it is ongoing and continuous, and so we'll be praying for them. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have through this season of the year to be reminded that you have not forgotten us. We thank you that the sending of your son, he came at just the right time. And as we look back to those events at the very first advent of Jesus, we're reminded that you do listen to your people, but it is in your timing. And so, Father, we lay these requests before you. We thank you that you do listen, you hear us, not just in a passing moment, but you are intimately aware of our needs. And we thank you that we can rest in that, that we do not need to be anxious. Paul tells us to stop worrying, but to proceed with prayer, to let our requests be made known to you. So we lift up these requests to you. Father, we continue to pray for Rocky Oakley and his recovery from his shoulder surgery, that you would lay your hand upon him. We pray for Brad Bilkey and the recovering from his surgery as well. I'm grateful to see him today. We lift up Brittany from Kessler's. We just ask that you would continue to heal her from her heart surgery, that you would give her the energy she needs, but also the patience with the healing process and all the things that she is used to doing and has to take it a lot slower now. Father, we lift up Shelley to you and her procedures and the treatments that she will be undergoing the next 3 weeks. We pray that the reset goes well, but we know some important dates are going to be look a little bit different this year. Help her to be patient with that process as well, and safety and travels of getting back and forth to Sioux Falls as she needs. And we do lift up, as these treatments tend to affect her short-term and long-term memory, we just ask that you would help her to not be frustrated through those times. And I pray for Mike and Bella and Mika as they watch and walk alongside of wife and mom, that you would lay your hand of peace upon them as well. Father, we lift up Elowen and her surgery and the process of the implanting of the cochlear device, and we pray for a successful surgery. And then in the weeks ahead, and safety and travels going back up, but as the processor is turned on and she learns to hear using the processor, we just ask that you would give them patience, and we just pray that you would use this device to give her a high quality of life. Father, we lift up Christina's parents as they head to Ukraine for travel mercies, for all the connecting flights, but also for the location they're going. We pray that there would be, and we've been praying this for a while, that there would be peace that would break out in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, that you would be with Christina's parents as they spend time with Holly. We continue to pray for Holly's protection and the ministry that she's a part of, and the country that has been so war-torn and war-weary, of those that have been displaced. We just ask that peace would break out. Father, we lift up Bonnie's mom, Elsie, and as her time on the earth is drawing to a close, we pray that you would provide comfort and peace to her and to the family, that her hope is secure in you. And we don't always understand the timing of when our loved ones go, but we ask that you would walk, as you've promised, through this valley of the shadow of death with Bonnie and the family. Father, we lift up the Matt and Rebecca Van Zee with their travels to Fargo, but also these hyperbaric treatments. We just ask that the cumulative effect will begin to open up some of the areas that were damaged with the concussion and the head injury, that Matt could, some of those symptoms would be able to be receding, and he would continue the healing process. Father, it is our desire, and I know it's the family's desire, that he would be fully healed. And we lift up the Sebusma family. We just ask that you would be with Joel and Sue as they wait for Friday with the meeting with all the doctors, the oncology team, that you would be with the children, the family, as they wait, and the concern they have for mom. We do pray for the symptoms that she faces, and that you would be an ever-present help during this time. We also lift up Merrill Haas, and we just ask that you would be the great physician to help him through the struggles that he faces. You have brought him through so many different surgeries, so many different struggles. And Father, we just pray that you would again intervene. We lift up our ministries that you've entrusted to us. We pray for Club Rock as the final session before the Christmas break. We pray for the children's program coming up after our service, that you would be with all the technical details, but also for each of the families that have come. We are grateful for the opportunity of ministering with families in our community. Father, we pray for our missionaries around the world. We especially lift up the Moyers and the opportunities that they have with different rodeos and being the chaplain, and just ask that you would open doors of ministry, but also give them the time of rest they need. Father, we lay the offering we're about to receive from your people before you and ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
bring each of us joy in different ways. Music seems to be a big part of that. I mean, we go to kids' Christmas concerts, the piano playing beautifully this morning. This week we've gone to, Don and I have gone to 3 Christmas concerts. 2 in Miller, 1 at Sunshine, we have 1 more in Miller. But the difference between a public school and a Christian school is phenomenal. The music at Sunshine was absolutely God's voice through everyone that sang. And it's amazing to be able to feel his love and presence through music. You hear it in the message of Christ's birth and the message of his death. And the Spirit of God dwells so deeply if you just take the moments to hear it and to feel it. And so we're going to get it in the little kids this morning as they sing, do their Christmas program. We're going to feel it in the message. We're going to feel it in the days to come. Because it isn't about just the gifts. It's about Christ and what he did on the cross, what his Father did by giving his only Son. So as we get prepared for the message this morning, please stand. Please sing with us. Feel God's love and his blessings.
With us, Emmanuel has come. us a child is born.
The Son is given, the Son is given, the Messiah.
Father, we do thank you for this season of joy. We thank you for the gift of the child that did redeem us, for loving us enough to send him, and for his willingness to come to to be born as a baby, to die on the cross, to pay for our sins, to rise again. We pray that we'd be mindful of his presence during this season and always. As you'd be with our time as we look into your word, that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name.